Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
A pony.
Yes. Okay. So we've narrowed it down as the pony being the most sexually arousing animal. Thanks for all of your votes this week. So now we need to find which pony, which of the most famous ponies in the world would you like to...
Shaggy pony.
Thank you very much indeed.
You are a pervert.
And if you want to hear me say C words, S words, W words, or even J words to callers, keep listening because, as you know, I love to use the strongest swear words on air to all of my callers. It makes me feel powerful. It arouses me. It stimulates the downstairs department. It make me feel so fine. And when I go home after the show, after having sworn at callers and had a mental breakdown and asked you about having sex with cats, I like to go home and I pleasure myself. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Hey, if you're a showbiz journalist, why don't you phone up and ask me some questions and maybe I can correct your ill-conceived false stories that you've been writing all day. Your sources are flawed. Your sources are indeed flawed. Alan Caddick.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Alan.
I'm in a good mood tonight, boss.
Oh, someone's feeling fine.
You're a pervert.
Why are you in a good mood?
I've just seen the new Doctor Who trailer.
Oh, what's it like?
Well, it looks pretty promising.
Of course it does.
With Jodie Whittaker as the famous Time Lord.
The famous Time Lord, as opposed to the unfamous Time, the unknown Time Lords that are out there.
But is she a Time Lord or a Time Lady?
She's a Time Lord.
But she looks like a woman.
She is a woman. She's
a
Time...
not a human.
She's a Time Lord.
Well, she has got two hearts.
The race were called Time Lords. That's the race of people, Time Lords.
Yeah, but Doctor being a woman, it was first thought of back in the 30s when Tom Baker left.
In the 30s when Tom Baker 30 left?
30 years ago.
Yes, right. What? Who? What? What are you talking about, boy?
When Tom Baker, the fourth Doctor, decided to leave, they toyed with the idea that the Doctor could be a woman, but then they decided that Peter Davison took over.
Wowzers. You know, okay, when does the new Doctor Who start? Because I'll do what I always do. I'll watch the first one and then get bored of it.
It'll be in the autumn.
Oh, the autumn. I plan to have jumped off a skyscraper by then, I'm afraid, Alan, so I just won't be around to see it.
I'm sure Kath would enjoy it.
No, I wouldn't. I don't watch Doctor Who.
Oh! She's in a feisty mood tonight.
What's up with you, Kath?
Nothing. I just don't watch Doctor Who. I've never watched any of them. And I don't care.
I mean, if I told you any Doctors, you wouldn't recognise them.
Yeah, I think the last time I watched Doctor Who, it was Sylvester McCoy. And it was only because someone else was watching it. Exactly.
So you remember the Candyman from the
nope.
Candy Patrol?
The vibe is being sucked out of an already vibeless show, Alan. Can you hear the funeral march is playing? That's the vibe. That's the vibe leaving.
Where's Holly?
What?
Where's Holly?
Where's Holly?
Because now that I'm officially single...
I don't know. I was losing the will to live there, man. That was...
I love my fag.
Me too. You're right, Catherine Boyle?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What's going on? Oh, what's going on? You know, tonight's show is entirely for the showbiz journalists listening to the show tonight. That's why I'm kind of unsure as to how to start this, because I do want to ask the question, if you had to kill a member of your family, who would it be and how would you do it? But I'm worried the showbiz journalists who've been writing about me might misinterpret that as a macabre, tasteless phone-in.
Well, it will if it comes from the same source who knits things together from different shows and sells them as one thing.
Don't be so silly, Kat.
I don't know. Let's see where we go. Good evening, Wasim.
Ian, listen, I want to thank you for yesterday, man. It was really funny.
Hey, listen, like I say, I'm desperate for cash and 15 quid is 15 quid.
15 quid for what?
Oh, my God.
I wasn't looking. I was facing the other way. I was wearing a glove.
Did you just do a sexual joke there, mate?
No, mate. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
No, mate, well, whatever floats your boat, man.
Yeah, it was your boat that was being floated, and then I sunk it.
I don't think that was...
Yeah, there was a tidal wave. Anyway.
Ian, listen, now, I want to say, I want to ask her... There's two things, really. I wanted to ask Kat something as well.
OK, yeah, she's married, so it's unlikely, but it's worth a try.
No. I think I'm a bit too young for Kat, anyway, to be fair.
Yeah, she's an old lady,
I'm going to be 33, so I'm getting on a bit myself.
You mean what? 83?
I'm going to be 33, so I'm getting
33, you're right, that's way too young for Catherine.
Also,
yeah.
I don't fancy her. Anyway, moving on.
I'm not a bad-looking guy, though, to be fair. So.
OK, still don't fancy her.
But you're a weirdo. I mean, that would be...
A biddly-biddly bong.
I'm willing to take a very, 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 very safe bet that I won't fancy you.
That's good, man. That's
because I like people who are charming, fun. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on religion? Like, because you said last time, Ian said you believe in God, so do you pray? And
what?
Stuff
I don't.
Don't you believe in God?
Nah.
I thought you were a woman of God.
Do you believe in life after love? Do you believe in life after love? There's gonna be a lot of that tonight, and a lot of this.
It's disgusting.
What's on Twitter, man? I read your Twitter today.
What are you talking about, Wasim? Get to the point, because we've got to go to Mo so we can cut him off quickly. Come on, don't make me call you a C.
I'm reading your Twitter today. How come everyone's having a go at you for how much you earn?
Are they? Don't miss that one.
It comes across as a bit jealous, to be honest with you. People think people are quite jealous for how much you earn.
Yeah, people are jealous.
Speaking of
jealousy...
0844-499-1000.
0844.
Remember, they call you back.
0844. Speaking of jealousy, Mo's up next, Wasim. So we'll say thanks very much indeed. Good evening, Mo. There we go. It doesn't work that way, Mo. We control the switchboard. Thou don't. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's going to be one of those shows tonight because you know I come in and I make notes and stuff from the papers. I've got one idea for the show. Oh, it's a good one as well. Let's just do it. Do this. Get this out of the way. And then everyone can call in with what they want to call in. And by the way, if you are a showbiz journalist, if you're the lady from the Mirror and stuff, hey, listen, you've got your job to do. It's groovy. Phone up and ask me. You can phone up and ask me anything about the story. I'll give you the facts of the story that you've got hideously wrong because they came from a biased source. But phone me up and ask me. You can interview me for your columns. 03, honestly, it's better to do it that way than sending emails to my producer saying, is it true he had a breakdown? Is he going to be suspended? That was the email we came into Is it true Ian's had a breakdown? Is he going to be suspended? Why would I be suspended?
Because they were led to believe you'd said something on air that didn't happen.
Don't fill in the blanks for them. Let them phone up and honestly, if you come on, you'll get treated the same as all the other callers. Hey, here's one of them calling now. Hello, line one.
jagapony up and down United Kingdom.
There we go. Thanks very much indeed. Honestly, phone up and you can interview me. Ask me. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Come on! Grow a pair. Grow a pair. Phone up and ask me. An award-winning baker has been branded cruel and barbaric by internet trolls. Let's leave the word trolls out because that gets bandied around a lot. Let's just say people on the internet. Because trolling, what is trolling? I've been accused of trolling and I've accused others of trolling, but what is it exactly?
Isn't trolling goading someone on purpose to try and get a rise out of them?
0344-499-1000. What the hell is trolling? Because I think it's a word
Because disagreeing with someone isn't trolling.
No. Being an arse is trolling.
It's goading. There's got to be an element of that.
An award-winning baker has been branded cruel and barbaric by people on the internet after posting videos of herself cutting into lifelike animal cakes. So these cakes of animals, they look great. They look great. Lifelike, I'm not sure. So you read that, you think, people were upset because they thought she was cutting animals. No, it's because they looked like animals. They called Hannah Edwards, who is obviously very, very talented, right? They called Hannah Edwards a closet serial killer.
Wow.
After she posted the clips on the Facebook page of her North London bakery, The Cake Illusionist. Could do with some cake now. Mrs. Edwards, 36, is renowned for her ultra-realistic sponge creations and spent years perfecting her methods to make a living from cake sculpting. The mother of two uploaded clips of her slicing through two of her animal cakes, a dog and a horse's head. But the footage attracted a wave of criticism. Among the 10,000 comments was one which read, "This is disgusting!
It's disgusting.
What's wrong with people? How can you cut and eat a cake that looks like a real animal? Eyes, face, heart, ribs. Barbaric, stupid." Because it looks like an... Not because they thought it was an animal with a knife on its head, because it looks like an animal.
My mum had a rabbit jelly mould when I was a kid. What a cow! What a cow!
Those rabbit jelly mould. They just made jelly so much more fun because it looked like a rabbit. Why a rabbit?
Oh, no.
It's another...
Were they joking? Because sometimes, jokes are lost on these papers.
So, see if you can find it. So the baker, it's on Facebook. The baker is called The Cake Illusionist. See if you can find these comments. One Facebook user said...
It's disgusting.
And unethical. Definitely artist has damaged brain. Another added, that's just sick. Making a realistic dog or any living creature and cut it with knife eating it. I find it gross and stupid.
I made a princess. That's worse, isn't it?
Mrs. Edwards, an animal lover. We had a couple of birthdays ago. We had a Darth Vader face cake. Now that's David Prowse, who I think he hasn't got Parkinson's. He's got something like that.
Oh,
has he? So, are you saying we're not allowed to make cakes of disabled actors and eating them? Are you saying that's... Are we allowed to make cakes of able-bodied actors? And if yes, why can't we make cakes of disabled actors and eat them? You don't want to eat a disabled man? That's for the Mirror Online. I'll print that tomorrow. There we go. I gave them their stuff. You can switch off now. It's as controversial as it's going to get.
Cake Illusionist, Hemel Hempstead.
Mrs. Edwards, an animal lover who owns... She's got to justify the animals she's got. An animal lover who owns a cat, two turtles and 5 free-range chickens said, "The level of aggression in these comments is madness. It's just an illusion, that's all. It's not even that, it's a cake! It's not a real animal, it's not even meat. It's eggs, butter, sugar, flour and kittens. It's no different from any other cake. It's just a step up in realism. I think their rage could be far better directed to true animal abuse causes." But have you got the page?
Yeah, she's put a few things on here. Look, it says, "I know this is going to sound cliched, but when 35 million folks suddenly find out about you and what you do, it creates a tidal wave of communication." Actually, it looks like it's done her good. She said,
good.
"I'm on it. My mum's also on it, and we're navigating this as best we can."
Good.
To tackle it all.
I hope she gets loads of orders.
That's so good.
Illusionist in North London, and Hannah Edwards is her name. And that's the only story I've got for tonight.
She says, I'm now going to valiantly move on from a weekend where I've been accused of being a would-be serial killer.
Oh, bless her.
Promoting a generation of animal-abusing youngsters who are, as I type, cutting up their pets. And to generally being told I must be seriously brain-damaged, amongst other glorious things.
Oh, wow. Man, aren't people absolutely nuts?
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
Zach Commando.
If you're awake, you're welcome.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us. It's kind of an itsy bitsy show. I think I'm going to take tomorrow night off. It's just shrugful.
Let me know when you decide.
All right, I'm deciding. I'm taking tomorrow night off right. Just because I need to. Here's the thing. If I say it, right, here's the thing. I'm going to say it. Because,
no, don't say it.
No, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it because I'm not going to be cowed into not talking about my mental health just because, you know, some kid exploits it for clicks. I'm not going to be cowed into what I say because the Mirror and the Star and the Huffington Post and all of that stuff turn it into clickbait. Why should I be? That is, the Mirror running a campaign about mental health. Well, you're making me reconsider what I can share about my mental health and what I can't. So if they want to turn it into a clickbait, that's up to them. That's their darkness. I'm not going to...
censor yourself.
I'm not going to censor myself because of them, right? I'm having a tough time. I'm not feeling great, as you know if you listen. And this week's been hard work and, you know, the house and marriage and all that kind of stuff. And the house is a very precarious stage today. I sent an email saying, I'm about to walk away, guys, unless you sort this out very, very quickly. Send in that email. What if they call? It was not a bluff. But I did send an email saying, guys, if this isn't sorted out soon, I'm out. The deal is off. The deal is off. And I've learnt a lot about deals from reading Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal.
Gosh, he should read it, shouldn't he?
Yes, he should. And I've been watching that guy. And when the house does fall through, I'll go, no, sorry, I misspoke. When I said I was out, I meant actually I'm in. That's how you get around these things. I sent an email today saying, you know what? This doesn't get sorted. This is what you've got to do. It's a game of poker. Except you're betting a house. And I said, if this is not sorted by this date, then I'm walking away. So it's been a stressful old week, right? And I've had a really nice day today on Good Morning Britain. I met Lorraine Kelly for the first time. What a lovely, lovely lady. Saw Tony Blackburn. Said hello to him. Did some, you know, silly bits on telly. Said hello to Stacey Solomon and Jane Moore. You know, so I've had a nice old day. I shook Dr. Hillary's hand. You know, it's been a good day. It is, you know, this week has been a little bit much in terms of life. So I suspect that tomorrow I shall. And I know you don't think it's the best idea for me to kind of have a night off. But
you know yourself.
I do. I know myself better than I know anybody else. And I don't know myself that well. I do. And, you know, tonight I sound all right and I sound better than I did yesterday. But inside, I don't feel great, you know. You know I don't feel great. You know, and I'm kind of faking it to make it because, you know, I'm not quite sure what we're going to do for the next two. We've managed to bluster our way through 45 minutes. But I really, really, even less than usual, know how we're going to fill the next 2.25 hours. And I just feel, I feel mentally and spiritually exhausted. I just need a night. I just need an evening where I'm not doing this for 3 hours. I just need to switch off, man. And that will be having an early night. I'll be having an early night, you know, and just meditating, going to a meeting, I've not been to a meeting for a few days. Go to a couple of meetings tomorrow and just one meeting. So I've got the kids in the day and, just, you know, reconnect with my inner child. And I look forward to reading that tomorrow online in a Tragic Comics mental breakdown kind of thing. It's not. I'm just looking after myself in the same way that if you had the flu or whatever, you'd take a day off. So is that okay? I would genuinely like to hear your thoughts on it, Catherine.
You know yourself.
You're not convinced it's a great idea.
I'm not making that decision either way. You know that. Like I say, I know you wouldn't take the time off if you didn't need it.
I'm always reluctant to take time off.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you didn't need it. So if you need to, then yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. You're wicked. I love you. You're my female pal.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
It's funny, is different people get... different people get offended by different things, don't they? And some people get upset by some stuff, and some people don't get upset by some stuff. And someone's just sent me a text. I thought it'd be easier to phone them than to just keep reading out their texts. Hello, this is Ian Lee. You're live on Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, yeah. You just sent me a text telling me to stop being a twat.
Yeah.
And even though I never read out texts that don't agree with me, we're on the air now. Obviously, I'm reading this out. I just wondered why you felt it was, why you wanted to call me a twat via text.
Oh, hang on one sec. Alexa, stop.
Alexa, sorry, start.
I was listening to you via Alexa.
Alexa? 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 Alexa, how does that not annoy you? The Alexa, does it? I find those annoying. Those things.
Sometimes, yeah, she does.
They do my head in, and I find we haven't got one, but my in-laws have one, and constantly having to try and rephrase things or hushing the children so that Alexa can get my instructions slightly wrong.
No, I haven't done that.
You haven't got that. Alexa listens. Alexa respects you. She listens to you, and she does exactly as you tell her. That is perfect. Hey man, what's going on? Come on, send in a text calling me a twat. That's not a nice thing, is it? Come on, man.
The reason I said that was because
come on,
you seem to me to be
come on.
God, I'm not sure I'd explain it.
Go on, try and explain. Hey, listen, dude, I'm not phoning you up to have a go at you. Come on. So, I'm not having a go at you, right? And I'm not going to fall out with you, and I'm not going to belittle you. I'm not going to have an argument. And I'm really grateful, genuinely grateful, that you picked up the phone and answered, because I kind of suspected that you wouldn't, all right? So this isn't going to be a mauling, me telling you to jog on and hanging up. I just want you to know that me looking at a screen and someone calling me that, that's not a nice thing to see.
No, it's not. But I found that some of the things you were saying seemed to be that you were just looking for publicity.
Okay. But that does... Okay, right. Well, I guess some of the things could be partly said... Which things in particular?
It's when you were talking about the animal cakes, for a start. And
yeah. That was just a story that I read in the paper that I thought was a good story.
Yeah, well, I'm strongly opposed to animal cruelty. And I thought, if someone's designing animal cakes so as they can slice them up, it's like the start place of the Tory government who just wants to kill all of the world.
No, it's not, man. This woman is an artist. She's a really skilled artist, and she's just making beautiful, beautiful cakes. That's not going to encourage animal cruelty. And that, honestly, that's probably the only bit of the show so far that hasn't been me publicity seeking. It was the only story I could find in all the papers. I just thought it was an interesting story. That's not me publicity. That's not worth sending a text calling me a twat, is it?
Actually, I quite admire the fact you saying that.
You spelled twat wrong as well, by the way.
That was the only part where I wasn't seeking attention.
Well, because the rest of it, you know, there's been weird stuff written about me today, and the press will be listening to the show today, and so I might as well play to the gallery. Partly because I don't do as much for attention for press attention as people might think, right? A couple of things I have done specifically, and maybe we'll talk about them another time. But this is you've got to remember, right? This is my job, and my job is governed by numbers, right? If I get good numbers of listeners, my show is more likely to stay. And if I get low numbers, my show is more likely to get scrapped. And we're on a niche station that's only available on digital and online that doesn't advertise. So I've got to somehow, you know, shout and scream and let people know that this show is here.
You do advertise.
The station doesn't. Not really. Very, very, very small advertising. Very small.
By the way, I did watch you on I'm a Celebrity, and I thought you were all right on that.
You thought I was what?
I thought you were all right on that.
Okay, but then that again, man, that is... What's your name, by the way, friend? Or if you want to give it
Keith.
To me.
Beef.
What? Beef?
Keith.
Oh, so you said beef. I'm so sorry. I thought beef. Okay. Beef, I can't go. Keith. Okay, but then that's another thing that makes you sending me a text saying, Ian, if you want to feel better, stop being a twat, even though you never read out texts that don't agree with you. The fact that you're saying you'd like me on a TV show that I did ages ago, and it was ages ago, and it was edited, and it was a tiny percentage of what I am. What I'm trying to say is, Keith, and I hope you don't think I'm being mean to you by doing this, is that well, you're a good man. And that's another thing that surprises me about this text.
Have you got to say the same as you obviously will?
Looking down on a screen while I'm trying to do a show and trying to be artistic and funny and creative, and not everyone's going to dig it, of course not. And when I'm struggling because, you know, I'm getting divorced, and this isn't really your concern, but this is a bit of background, I'm getting divorced and the house that I'm buying is possibly falling through. To look down on a screen and see someone has texted that in, that kind of, you know, that's like a little dagger to the heart, man. It's a little dagger. And I don't think you could voice your criticism in a less mean way, because you don't sound like a mean guy, Keith.
No, I'm not. I've tried a couple of times, but my text was just ignored.
Okay. All right. Right. Okay. All your texts get seen by me.
Yeah.
See, I can only see one other text you sent, and that was to I guess James at some point about Vince Cable. I can't see any other texts you've sent, and I can click a button here that shows me, like, all of your past texts from this number.
There was that, but I also found some of what you were saying just now as gross, and I'm not a prude.
Well, we're all prudes to a certain extent. Some of us find some things gross and others don't. But again, I mean, you could just switch off or switch over to Ian Collins on LBC or Duncan on BBC London or something.
I don't want to do that. I've only just found the channel.
Well, if you don't like...
I like finding out what your actual truths are, which we don't do on the BBC.
No, well, you're right.
The word truth.
If you don't like the show or the host or the turn or a thing, what's the point? The point I'm trying to make is, even though I'm on the radio,
I listen to it.
Well, no, listen. It's up to you, right? It's up to you. But people on the TV and on the radio, we may look tough and we may sound tough, but looking down at a screen and seeing an anonymous text calling us twats. It hurts. And all I'm saying is hopefully you will reconsider your language and your turn of phrase next time you make contact with the show. So that's all I'm asking.
OK, I will do.
All right, then. All right.
Try not to be so extreme. I know you're looking for...
Try not to be what?
And you're looking... I said, try not to be so extreme. I know you're looking for callers and you're looking for...
But this is my... Well, Keith, this is my show. This is my show, and I will... And I appreciate your input, but I will do the show how I want. This is the act I've done for about 15 years on the radio. It's an act that I like. It's an act that has won me awards and has got me, you know, well-paid jobs on some of the biggest stations in the country. So I appreciate your feedback, but I will continue doing my act.
Well, all I can say then is if you're going to continue to say extreme things that offend a lot of people, don't expect not to get people standing up for things.
Well, but calling me a twat, isn't standing up. That's just ill-mannered. And the thing you got offended at...
No, it's not ill-mannered.
Calling someone a twat is ill-mannered, Keith. It is. It really is.
Well, lots of people are twats.
Yeah, I know, but you don't need to tell them. You don't need to tell them. And the thing that offended you.
You weren't listening to any of that, were you?
No, I'm listening because don't just calm down, Keith. Right, the thing that offended you, as you told me, was the story that's in the Daily Mail about a woman making cakes that look like dogs. That's the one thing you singled out as being the most offensive to you when I asked you what had offended you.
Well, that was the one thing I'd heard.
And that's what prompted you to call me a twat. I think that your language is unbalanced to the weight of that story.
But you're forgetting the fact that you can get to say whatever you like and you don't expect anyone to say anything against it.
It's a phone-in show. People can phone in and say anything they want. Hey, listen, dude, you can call me a twat if you want, right? I get called worse than that. All I'm saying is that it hurts... And I would like you to reconsider. If you don't want to reconsider, then that's your thing, man, and that's cool. But then I would respectfully suggest this show is not for you. And it seems to me to be an odd thing to listen to something that makes you so uncomfortable.
Well, as I said, I've only just found a show, and I thought it was meant to be a free opinion for everyone, including yours.
Not really. No, no. Well, in that case, if you call someone a twat, expect to be challenged on it. It's just a mean thing to do, just because I read a story out about a baker.
It might seem that way, but
it is
the way you presented it.
No. I just read the story from the Daily Mail, and your language was mean and hurtful. Hey, listen, we're not going to agree. I appreciate you coming on. I just hope that you'll think again before criticising a human being in that way.
I understand your point, but Daily Mail's not a newspaper anyway, is it? Come on, be fair.
Well, no, it is a newspaper. It's one of Britain's biggest selling newspapers. You're going off on a slight tangent, Keith. Try and focus, please, mate.
Well, they never tell the truth, so...
Well, OK, well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. I read a story about a baker from a newspaper, and
you did.
You felt that was... was so offensive. Man alive, did you not hear the phone in about having sex with animals?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Right, okay, right. And yet you chose to call me a twat because I was talking about a baker. That seems pretty incredible to me, man.
Difficult to explain, but that was the first thing that set me off.
Okay. Well, you, if you're happy going around calling people...
The rest of it came afterwards.
Okay. If you're happy going around, you know, calling people swear words, then that's... Then, you know, I'm not going to... It's not for me to suggest that maybe that's inappropriate and mean-spirited?
I'm not trying to be mean-spirited.
Calling someone a twat is mean-spirited. There's no denying that.
Well, someone shouldn't promote animal cruelty, should they?
Someone wasn't promoting animal cruelty. Someone was talking about a baker. Someone was promoting cakes.
Do you know, by the way, in America, the FBI first get involved when people start being cruel to animals.
No one's being cruel to animals. It's a woman who's made a cake in the shape of a dog.
I know, I get that.
Have you not seen the Hungry Caterpillar cakes you get from Marks and Spencer's?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, why don't you go and tell them that they're twats?
Well, I might do that, actually. But,
you probably would, because you do sound like, and I've tried to reason with you, but you sound like a mean person if you think that that's acceptable behaviour. This show is nowhere near as mean as your tweet, your text.
I'm not mean, honestly.
Stop calling people twats, then. There's a start.
Well, I apologise for calling you a twat.
Thank
if
you.
I was wrong.
Come on, man, that's not an apology, and you know that's not an apology. I apologise if
no,
I apologise if
all of your shows to
I apologise. I apologise if that's not an apology, mate. That's not an apology.
Well, I'm not apologising if you carry on, saying things. I mean, you're in favour of the badger cull. You're in favour of fox hunting.
Hang on a minute, where have you got that? Now you're just making stuff up. You don't know my opinions on...
No, I'm asking you a question, not making stuff up.
No, you're not. You just made a statement. You just said you're in favour of the badger call, in favour of fox hunting.
No, I said, are you in favour of the badger call?
Here's something. Here's something. I once had to stove a cat's head in with a brick.
Right. Was there a reason for it?
I got a brick and I smashed a cat's skull in.
Why?
That's not your concern. You just did it. That's a true story.
No, if the cat was dying, then it is my concern. Or
that's not your concern. I'll reveal what information I choose to reveal.
Well, I can do the same, obviously.
Here's Keith. Listen, Keith. I'm so late for the news, man, and I'm going to get told off. Here's the thing, right? Just calling someone a twat that you don't know, that is mean. Whether they are or not, that's a mean thing to do. And just because you didn't like a lovely story about a baker being hounded by nut jobs who are upset because she's so good that her cakes look like cats. Sorry, look like dogs and horses. That's not a reason to send abuse to someone you've hardly listened to. And your apology was not an apology. I'm really grateful that you spoke to me on the phone and that we had this conversation. But, dude, this show ain't gonna be for you.
It is an apology. I will listen to you some more.
No, it's not an apology. I'm sorry if it's not an apology.
Opinion on your...
I don't really care what your opinion is. I just think that you're rude.
So why did it upset you so much if you don't care what my opinion is?
No, it's not upset me. I just want you to know, I just think it's time that people who think they can sit there anonymously being rude about people on the radio and the television, I think it's important that those people know that those people on the radio and television have feelings and what they are doing is mean and cowardly. That's all I'm saying.
Not cowardly at all. I'd meet you and discuss these things with you. But you're the one who...
No intention of meeting.
...present it to the whole world.
Wow.
And I'm the one who has to sit here and listen to it.
No, you don't. Well, that's where you're completely wrong. You don't.
No, sorry, I don't have to listen
to it. No, you don't.
I change stations.
Yeah, exactly. And I really suggest you do that.
Than any others tonight.
Well, but then don't send abuse. Then don't send abuse. Phone up. Have a conversation. Don't send foul language. Because you're better than that, Keith. I really think you might be. You can be.
Yeah, I probably can be.
Just try.
To be honest, I thought I would be ignored anyway.
Oh, so it was attention you were after?
No, it wasn't attention I was after. I just thought that, these national radio stations, they don't ever respond.
Oh,
anyway.
So that you've only sent two texts in. At least 50% of your texts have been acknowledged, Keith. I don't know what... Listen, I have to go, man. Thanks a lot. But I don't know what stations you've had beef with that have ignored you. I think I'm starting to understand why, because your tone is quite unpleasant. But you've had 50% of your texts read out on this station. So that's a pretty good average, mate.
I appreciate that.
Lovely,
and
thanks.
And as I said, I will listen to you more.
Don't bother. Don't bother. You won't like it. I tell you now, you will not like it. You will not like me. I'm telling you that now.
You like animal abuse and things like that.
I love animal abuse. I'm totally into it. It's my favourite thing. You got me, man. You got me.
In which case, you are a total twat, then.
Thanks very much for your time.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.